Blog Talk Radio.
He finally exited.
Yasiel Puig with the Dodgers. Is he still there?
He's still there. They said
he's still in the Is he still in the Dodgers? He's still in the Dodgers organization?
Yes, he is. They haven't done anything like let him go yet.
Thank God the Phillies didn't trade Cole Hamels for Puig, huh?
Was that ever a thing? Was that a thing?
I said, fortunately, the Phillies never traded Cole Hamels for Yasiel Puig.
I know, but was that a thing at one time or no?
Oh, yeah. That was rumored to be that the Dodgers wanted to work with it. They wanted Hamels. Yeah.
Well, yeah. And it probably spells the end of Cody Ashton sitting there that Howie Kendrick is here.
How about the Sixers' first win? What do you think about that?
Well, I like what they did. They were down early, and they just didn't roll over. They kept fighting and knew that they needed to get it done, and they did. They'll probably...
Who made a difference for them? Who made a difference for them to help them to win?
Well, obviously Embiid carried a huge load because he is 25, and so he was the leader. But they shot very well the hole, actually. I felt
okay,
like.
Good.
And
well,
maybe that'll
spur them on to some wins, right? Let's hope, right?
Hopefully it's some sort of a jump start for them. We'll see
you. Yeah. All right. Well, look, I'll talk to you.
All right.
Good job as always. All right, buddy. Take care.
Bye-bye.
We don't have anyone else on.
Well, we'll deal with that. What are your thoughts on the Sixers Minister?
The move?
The win.
Well, it looks horrendous at the end again.
They've won four or five games.
They blew it again. Oh, my gosh. They make so many mistakes at the end of the game. It's nuts.
Well, we'll talk about that more once we talk to...
this might be Jack.
Once Jack and Ryan, whoever this is.
Hello. Did you like... the Sixers win, first win of the season?
It is the first win of the season. Yes, I do like it. I like it a lot.
Who you think did the best?
Well, obviously, Joel Embiid is the person who carried the load and hit 25 and just a tremendously clutch performance. So you got to be so happy with that. Just like, I'd be so happy if you turned the TV off. Hello?
Oh, hello.
Great comments.
Am I done?
Are you
hello?
Done? You want to be done?
Hello, it's Jack.
Wait, ask him who he is.
No,
it's
not
Jack.
Ask
it's
him who
Jack
he is.
Now.
Which is an Eagle.
Oh, Jack is there.
Ask him who his favorite Sixer is an Eagle. Favorite Sixers Flyers Eagle.
All right.
Is this like the Election Day special?
Do you want it to be the Election Day special? Well, I want to ask you first, who is your favorite Eagle?
Did you see the Sixers win last night?
Yeah.
It was nice, right?
Nice. Just like you. Thank you, Jack.
Yeah,
Leave it go.
Who's your favorite Eagles player?
No, I was going to ask you that.
Well, you both can share it with each other.
No, I did not have a favorite.
Hello?
Jack, who's your favorite Eagle?
Fletcher Cox.
Your favorite is Fletcher Cox. Wow.
Okay.
Why?
Because he's good at tackling and he gets sacks and he's really good.
And that's a good view. I agree. How about Sixers?
Joel Embiid.
Yeah, Embiid. All right, Jack, you made some great contributions to the tape here.
All right, well, bye.
Bye. Thank you.
You're welcome.
I mean, if we can just look at the end of the game, it's really frustrating, though.
And
yeah,
I don't want to lose anymore, so
it's really...
I didn't watch it. So
you Joel made another mistake. He fouls the guy, and he gets one, so he gets 3-point play. Who's the little white dude that sucks? McCarron. What's his name?
Rodriguez.
McConnell. He goes to the free throw line, hits one free throw. I mean, you're a small guard. Hit both the free throws. Because of that, they went into overtime. Gerald Henderson just, you know, can't defend.
You've had enough of him. We're 3 weeks in, you've had enough.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, he's already worn out his welcome. Where else?
He's been Charlotte for 6 years' time.
6 years? How does he even have... I just couldn't even believe... I mean, he went to what, GA or Malvern? Where'd he go?
I don't know.
He was in the
Episcopal.
Episcopal. He was in that Interact League. And I'm like, I never understood how he was that good there. I mean, his dad was all right. They're all small. I just don't understand it. Then he goes to what, Duke? And he was okay there, right? I don't even know how he's in the NBA. He's still chugging along.
No, come on.
And now he's playing Sixers again like his dad did.
He's a six-man starter on NBA.
Does his dad still live here?
I'll tell you about his dad in a second. He lives in Bluebell Country Club.
Oh. How about that?
Yeah.
And now he gets to come and play where his dad lives. His dad can go watch him every game.
Right. Because of Frank is a knower of those type of things. He's a person who wants and knows a lot. Mr. Hello.
Chris, you have to introduce him.
You're on. What do you have? Hello? We'll go back to him in a second.
Leave him on. If he ever starts talking,
no. We
can still talk.
I don't think
you don't need to mute him. Just leave him on. He's there.
He's there. He's on the phone, but he's there. Hello? Yeah, this is like fighting out.
He wants to do everything, produce anything.
He just needs to listen. He doesn't need to call. So
that's not true.
We're going to meet him.
He's never done that in his life.
Why do you say I'm because you're there?
Yeah.
So he'll be muted for a second. I don't think it's a distraught.
If I call, then let's talk.
Everything that I do.
What do you have to say while you muted him? What else did you want to say?
I know.
Exactly. Get off this.
I've never been the person who just got millions and millions.
Uncle Chris, you're on the air.
Yeah,
I'm back. I'm back. Sorry about that.
Yeah, you're back. I'm glad.
So, look, let Dad know the wood is done. It's over.
He said that the wood is done. He wants me to tell you that.
He's very happy.
You happy about that?
I'm elated. It is the greatest feeling in the world. 2 years. 2 years that project went.
How many years in the making is it happening?
He's just telling me 2 years. 2 years. So, it's
2 years.
You've conquered it.
Over. So what do we got? I missed the beginning. How are we feeling about this weekend? Looks like a tough game.
I think it does. I think it's gonna be a tough game. I think you are aided a little bit by the fact that you're home. But I just can't see how you win this game under any circumstance.
They gotta fix the red zone problem, James.
Yeah.
If they don't fix the red zone problem, they're never going to be able to keep up with this team scoring points.
No, no, they got that's exactly right, is that they got to pass it with seven every single time they're in the red zone. And if they don't, it's going to be a long, long day and not a fun day.
And how are they going to stop Julio Jones? Because our corner sucks.
That's the question. I don't think you can stop him. I think there's no shot he gets less than 8 or 9 receptions in this game. I don't know how many yards he's going to get, but you saw Antonio Brown way back
week three.
Yeah. He still has 12 receptions, even though we killed them at 34-3 and everything else. So I have no confidence at all that we have any shot of stopping these type of elite receivers, which does not make me have confidence that we're going to win this game. So I think it's not like a close loss, maybe 34-24 or something like that.
If we put up 24 points, I'll be happy.
Yeah, that'll be a consolation, I guess.
All right, what about your Sixers? Big win the other night.
It is.
The last night, right?
They're going to play the Hawks tonight and get blitzed by probably 45. So
the Hawks suck.
No, they don't.
They're not good.
What do you think about putting... What do you think about putting both big men on the court at the same time?
Oh, yeah, you're right.
I think you got... I don't know. You can't do that, but it's really a tough situation. It's not getting any easier to figure out this big man situation. So I don't know what you do, but I don't think you can do that. I think they've done an okay job with it so far.
All right. Okay. What else? Anything else? Any other bonus facts?
No.
Well,
Philly picked
somebody up last night.
Yes, the Phillies got a short up the outfield, so that's good. They get a left fielder, so goodbye to Tony Ashy. Smashy 25, that's a great Twitter handle, Tony_Smashy. So there we go. Thank you for your service to the show.
All right, brother, I'll talk to you.
Bye.
You're right. Not only are they good, they have the best plus minus the differential, points differential, plus 9.4. Won 3 in a row, 6-2 in the last 10. Oh, they're 6-2. Yeah. I mean, they're good. You're right. Yeah. That's going to be in Philly?
No.
Oh, my. And a back-to-back, 10-8 Goodbye.
Yeah.
Coming off a win.
30.
Let down.
25-35. Give it. He's nothing more to talk about. He's just sitting there.
Isn't
hung
up yet?
Yes, give it over. So, I don't know. Can we look at this?
Look at all these. If I go to ESPN, that has all my favorites. I don't know who I'm logged in as here, but
no,
all the favorite scores. Wait. At top. This is great. So, all the scores that matter to me. Penn, Harvard football game, Penn won. Is that over now? They don't have playoffs, right? Did they win that? Because it says they're both at the same score, but they beat that. They're both 5-1 in the conference. Do you think anyone is undefeated?
No, I don't know about Ivy League football or what they do.
All right. Then you got Penn State, Indiana at noon.
Number 10.
All right. Oh, look, Nova's in Andy Talley's last year. Oh, he's got a tough match at 1 o'clock against. What do you mean, tickets? Is this in Nova? 1 o'clock against JMU. That's James Madison, right? I don't want tickets. Why did I hit that?
How much time do we have?
8 minutes. It is a Villanova.
Yeah.
That's got to be a huge matchup, probably, right?
Yeah. Do we look at that schedule? See how many games we got in the regular year.
For Villanova?
Yeah.
Oh, I got to go there. Let me give you the rest of these scores. Cause it's amazing how action-packed it is right now because you got NFL, NHL, NBA, college football, and now college basketball in season. It's a ton of sports. It's too much. Like on a Friday night, and then you got the Sixers won. That was the next score.
What do you think of...
Then you got Nova won by 40 points. And by the way, they're ranked fourth. I don't think I knew that.
Yeah.
All right. Then it gets a little off stream here. Why does it have Miami versus WCU is something I'd be interested in. Then it has Penn also won their basketball, and then Temple won their basketball. Penn State lost by 6 to Albany. Michigan State lost by 2 to Arizona, which I love because Ike Reese bothers the hell out of me with this stupid Michigan State
loss. Yeah, that's a great show.
What is?
That show's actually not that bad.
I listened for a couple seconds yesterday. I had to switch it to Mike. There's no way it's going to be. I'm never going to listen to that show. I'm sorry. A New Yorker and someone annoys me, I'm never going to listen to it. I listened to a little bit at the beginning. I'm like, okay, that's enough. I got off it quickly.
They're talking about Sixers.
Oh, they better. Guys. They better. You can't just do Eagles all the time. All right, let's go to Villanova.
Yes, it is.
Villanova.
No,
football. Schedule. All right, here we go. Andy Talley, founded 1894, and Mommy's dad played for Villanova, obviously.
No, yeah.
So we have a vested interest in the program, as they say. There you go. Ba-ba-da-ba. All right, they lost the first game of the year at Pitt, which Pitt stung us twice this year. Then they won 5 in a row, beating Lehigh, Towson, Lafayette, Elon, and University of Rhode Island. Then they lost to Richmond, 23-0. Woo! That's not good. Then they beat Albany and Maine. Now they got JMU and then at Delaware to end it. So, does he give a chance in his last? I don't know. I don't know if that's going to do it for what's FPI?
Well, power index.
Power index?
I don't think they have it for not the division too.
Well, it has it as a tab here.
No.
I don't know.
We got a few games that we're going to get to.
Well, last year we went on last night, right?
What? Yeah.
The first night of the.
I think we got.
Because Miss Sue Lavin was sitting there posting all of her, let's go, let's do it, you know. Or
did she win?
Did she win? That's a good question.
Yeah, I think she did.
Did she win? Let's see. Can I look it up here?
No.
St.
Joseph
Lady Hawks.
No.
No? Not going to work?
No. That's not going to be good. Just look.
St. Joseph's Hawks. Oh, my God. They played Notre Dame, or is this old?
Oh, no.
Notre Dame, Ralph St. Joseph's. Not we knew that. That was last year, right?
They don't update it yet.
Here's 17 recruit. Oh, they lost.
What?
Temple, 86-70. That's who they played last night, Temple.
Yeah.
They already started off on the wrong side. They got versus Buck. Who the heck is Buck on 11-13? At Iowa, Iona, at Penn, versus BYU, versus Nova. It seems like they're just behind. Like, it seems like it would be very hard for them to do super good, but I don't know.
Why?
0-1, first in A-10. How are you first at 0-1?
No
one's won. Well, they got spanked. 16 points. That was not very good. Should we get Sue on the line?
No. We can get Sue to give some tickets. I mean, we can go.
I'm sure you can walk in and get in there for free. That no one goes to Lady Hawks. I bet him.
People go.
I watch the highlights. It's not looking entertaining. Layup, 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 layup. Awkward-looking jumper. Layup, layup, layup. Awkward-looking jumper. Layup, 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 layup. Awkward-looking jumper.
What? You actually watched the highlights?
She had, like, a pump-up video that was, like, extremely too long. It was, like, 4.5 minutes long.
What is
they had them working out in the outfield, then getting to the gym, and then gameplay highlights from last year.
What does the pump-up video have to be?
It has to be quick.
Like what?
I'll take 2 minutes.
Yeah.
Somehow pump-up videos, I don't know. If they go long, it doesn't work. Gotta be...
We're done here. You've had your fun. We're done.
That's new, fresh.
What do you think is going to happen tomorrow for the Raptors? What do you think we're going to lose?
I think we're going to win by for no logical reason. I don't know what Mike said. I bet you Mike would be somewhere like that too. But he was going through showing all the points that Atlanta scored, and it's incredible every game. So he's like, how are the Eagles going to stop this team? But I don't really know, but how were they going to stop Pittsburgh? And they did.
Nice.
But and Minnesota.
I don't think
Pittsburgh. Everyone thought, oh, my gosh, Minnesota
undefeated. I think Minnesota's not actually a good team. 1-4, 1-5, 3.
Everyone had Pittsburgh or Minnesota. Pittsburgh is the top 2 or 3 power rankings when we played them. Minnesota top 2 or 3 power rankings when we played them. We just exploited them, showed them how they can be beat, both of them. Now they've come back to Earth.
I don't think they're good. I think this team is good.
Might be.
I think if they lose this game, all playoffs are there, basically.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But if they win,
they have to lose by more than a touchdown. So they've been in every single game. Every game they've been in. And it's been agonizing the way they've lost this game.
If they win,
it's so difficult to get over. The Cowboys lost. The Lions lost. The Redskins lost. And now the Giants lost. The brutal. I mean, these are games they had. Washington, they didn't have, but they had chances. All these other ones, they had these games.
No, there's no Lions game they think they should have lost that.
What?
They went down 14-0.
Well, then they came back and had to lead with 4 minutes to go.
And then Ryan Matthews
coughs it up. Yep. Yeah. And then we still have the ball with a chance. And he throws an interception.
So, you finally back in the South after 15 years off.
I wanted to go through. Can we do our top 5 college hoops possibilities? Can we do that?
Well, okay. That's easy.
All right, easy. Go.
Kentucky,
Duke,
Kansas,
Nova,
Kentucky, Duke, Kansas, Oregon is really good, and Nova, those are my five.
That's a good five.
Yeah.
You're Duke in there? Yeah.
Yeah, decent.
Like, do you think this is as predictable, too? Can we write that down?
You do? You have teams that don't win the championship. They do well. They'll make deep runs
right.
in the tournament.
Right.
But they never win the championship.
Right.
They're done even though no one can hear.
Wait, does it get recorded still?
No.
Now they're done with that?
Yeah.
No, dude. All right. Say goodbye.